Perhaps because Macbeth has always been my favorite of Shakespeare's plays, I am hyper-aware of what seems to be a minor trend in reviving the Scottish play. Three, by count so far. The first two are theatrical productions. Sleep No More, which opened in 2011, is an interactive theatrical experience where the audience follows the characters through a warehouse converted into an imaginary hotel. And Alan Cumming stars in a multimedia one-man production of the play set in a psychiatric ward, which opened on Broadway on April 21st. The third entry of this trio is the Netflix original television series House of Cards, which premiered February 21st. Based on a British TV miniseries of the same name, which was purportedly influenced by both Macbeth and Richard III, the Netflix version of House of Cards follows the life of Francis and Claire Underwood, a political couple with an elaborate plan to get Francis to the Oval Office. While the show is deliciously decadent in its political scheming, adultery, allusions to homosexuality, alcoholism, and drug abuse, there was one thing missing from the first season: the imaginative aspect of Macbeth. Literary scholar Harold Bloom has noted that Macbeth is a tragedy of the imagination, and that the horror of the play comes in part because we are compelled to identify with Macbeth's proleptic imagination. Ultimately, Macbeth's undoing is not due to any real magic, but to his own imagination. One which Bloom points out, in the Renaissance sense of the word, is a substitute for divine inspiration, almost a punishment for the displacement of the sacred into the secular. Kevin Spacey ruthlessly portrays Francis, who is already successful as the majority whip, but his ambitious nature lacks that proleptic imagination. Unlike Macbeth, who sees where he will be, but not the path he must take to get there, Francis has a calculated plan from the beginning. We see the plan unfold, get foiled, and reconstitute itself to continue forward. The bloody mess of Macbeth is sanitizingly orchestrated in House of Cards. The first episode opens with a car hitting a neighbor's dog. Francis arrives at the dog's side before anyone else. In a direct address to the audience, he says, "There are two kinds of pain. The sort of pain that makes you strong, or useless pain. The sort of pain that's only suffering. I have no patience for useless things." And then, shockingly, but seemingly out of compassion, he suffocates the dog. A moment of identification with the character? An unplanned action of an imaginative mind? Not quite. Francis's actions were swift and deliberate. Ultimately, this serves as a setup for a similar act in the final episode and a justification for that subsequent action. Truthfully, I felt a great need to take a shower after each episode. Francis's unimaginative ambition was just plain dirty, and yet I couldn't stop watching. I may not have identified with Francis in the way that Bloom feels we identify with Macbeth, but the idealist in me was oddly compelled to keep looking for that imaginative side to kick in. Macbeth's imagination is a product of Bloom's displacement of the sacred for the secular. But in today's climate of socio-political polarization and an extreme economic imbalance, perhaps even the Renaissance idea of imagination is so far displaced from our contemporary consciousness to be merely a lost memory. If divine inspiration came from the gods, then imagination came out of our humanity, both the good and the bad. If Macbeth's imagination reveals the loss of the sacred, then House of Cards' undiluted ambition may be a cautionary tale of the loss of the imagination. Perhaps, then, House of Cards is a Macbeth for the new millennium.